It's the Squizzy Show. We just set the mic up and we go. What's this episode about, man? We don't even know. And maybe we just might have some topics to say, but chances are that's a no, we'll do the show anyway.
We begin this story back in 2003, where a hardcore nerd meets a geek named James. They played and played TSC until they got bored and got busy on the internet making a show called Squizzy.
It's Squizzy, S-Q-N, the Izzy, recording it down straight from your dad Izzy.
No one really knows what it's about. They scream and they rave and sometimes shout. They seem racist and they're sometimes loud, but they make you laugh till you cover your mouth.
Izzy coming at you like a dog with rabies, attacks the nearest girl and gives you some babies. SQ hasn't quite gotten it down with the ladies, but he would do anything just to give us ratings.
Cause they're witty and they're funny and they never really seem to need any sort of fan support, you see, because the show is just about their lives and the average everyday things that happen to you.
And me.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, man, what's up?
Do you like our show?
I listen to it all the day.
I love the show.
It's so
amazing.
Good.
It's amazing.
So great.
I can't. If I had nothing to listen to, I would listen to the Squizzy Show all
day. I listen
day.
To it when I'm in the shower, when I'm making dinner, every single waking
Squizzy
moment.
Show. What do you need Squizzy to know show. About the show? Well, they're racist and complacent about some things that make you cringe. They sometimes laugh when they pass wind, but it's all in fun. They don't mean it.
And all of you give your props to Hackamedia. It costs us a little, but it's media.
So sit back and enjoy the show, because here we go. Comments,
bitches.
Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Yeah. Yeah. I like the Squizzy yeah. Show. Squizzy Show. This is our show.
Can you win? Can you
win?
Can
you win? We like a show. This is the show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy Go.
Hey guys, it's Izzy.
Hey, and it's Gene. We're here, episode 22, Squizzy Radio. Proud to be back on the airwaves and the webwaves now that the site is back up.
Yeah, glad to have it back up. Thanks to our thousands of listeners. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Over 1,000 downloads.
We like 1,000 downloads. We'd like 1,000 more.
Yes.
So
keep them coming in the thousands. That makes us feel amazing.
If you guys would be kind enough, just go ahead and download the show twice. I mean, you're already downloading it over 1,000 times. I think the last count was like 1,335.
It's amazing.
More now. But yeah. Before the site went down, almost elite, by the way. Did you notice that? Is almost elite.
Almost elite.
1337. Two away, so you guys that didn't download, you kind of ruined our little thing. But yeah, just go ahead and download the show twice. We'll go ahead and get, you know, a really high number.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be
but
great.
What boggles my mind is we get 1,000 downloads and 3 comments and no forum posts.
We got a forum post. I looked at it. And let me go ahead and bring it up for you.
I think it's funny because a lot of our downloads come from you iPodders out there. And that means I don't know how many people are actually listening to the show. But once again, if you are listening to the show, please go to squizzymedia.com, SQUIZZYmedia.com. We got forums. And we want you to post. Hey, I guess we do actually have
we
a post.
We do have a post. This delightful post comes from System Downfall. He says, I loved episode 21, but the site that you mentioned, Intensity.net, does not exist anymore. I checked .com too. Good job on the episode.
I guess guest System Downfall?
Yeah.
Yeah, System Downfall. You're the guy that commented. You spelled it wrong. It's not INT, it's ENTENISITY.
.net. You're so stupid. You're dumb.
What? I'm dumb?
Not you. And,
oh,
and
System Downfall. No,
you're very dumb.
You're great for being the only person to comment. Hey, I made a poll.
You're stupid.
I haven't checked the poll.
Stupid person. We have a poll?
Yeah, a poll. Nobody's gone there. No one. No one has polled.
Good.
At all.
So you guys, go ahead, squizzymedia.com. We'd love for you guys to post in the forums. Mm-hmm. Hackermedia.net, please post in the comments. We don't know what's going on. We don't check our email, so... Don't do that.
I check it every once in a while. Nobody emails us. It's easier for you to go to the forums, but yeah. So lots of downloading. A lot of people iPodding. A lot of people from Hacker Media. A couple people from UT Crazy Site.
Now,
couple people from China.
Don't get me started on that. How does this iPodder thing work? Because I don't really know.
I think it's automatically downloads shows. Four people in whatever category they want. They, like, sign up at the Hacker Media iPodder, and every show that gets posted on Hacker Media, they download.
Ah, okay. So it's basically a subscription.
I don't think it costs anything. You just, like, put it into your iPodder. Something
and
like
you
that.
You plug in your iPod, and it automatically downloads every day? Or
yeah, and these people, like, live with iPods on their heads,
strange.
I guess.
That's strange to me. But you know what? That's great.
Yeah.
You're downloading the show. That's all I really care about. You know, looking at our stats, I thought it was really interesting that almost 80% of our total hits come from bookmarks. It means that 80% of the people that are coming to our site have our site bookmarked. So
yeah.
That's something.
That is
so
something.
So thank you, guys.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
It's excellent. Next step is just talking to us. We are here for your listening pleasure. So... we want to know what you think, and once again, Squizzy would like to talk about whatever you want us to talk about. Not really anything we've ever done in the show, because no one ever tells us stuff to talk about.
And when you don't do that, you know, we kind of...
we just talk about ourselves.
Whatever. I mean, we're
interesting.
Which,
I guess, is entertaining.
Yeah, we're interesting, so it works out, but, you know, if we were, like, UT Crazy or something, then, you know, why do you think that their show sucks? Because they're always talking about themselves, but who cares, really?
Right. No one cares.
No one. No one cares.
Not me.
Not even God.
Yeah. Well, they are Canadian.
God doesn't...
everyone knows God doesn't care about Canadians.
No. It's a country that he glances right over.
Yeah.
Right over to Alaska.
So, Squizzy World, I am still out of work.
True.
Being very lazy, doing nothing. Something I haven't done in 5-6 years. I've been doing it for a good 3 weeks now.
How's it feel?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I have a job interview at Fry's Electronics on Tuesday. I'll probably be part of the at-home network installation team, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to do it.
Yeah, Fry's is a good place to work. They got, you know, money.
Good discounts on everything. And I would like to work in the... support / you know, technical area, because I like that stuff. I'm good at it.
But you you can never fix Adam's computer.
No, I've fixed Adam's computer for the past 11 years that I've known him. I've been fixing his computer since I was 10 years old.
How? All right. Have we talked about Adam's computer problems on the show?
No, we haven't.
All right.
That's
go ahead.
Topic we never...
go ahead.
Okay.
Fill that in.
So Adam, who you all know from previous shows, is a computer guy, more so than I think me and Gene. He spends a lot of time on the computer, almost does nothing else. And since I've known him, I've known that no matter what type of computer or how good it is, it will always break. There'll always be some amazing problem that even I have never seen before, and I'll have to find out how to fix. In fact, I contribute a lot of my computer knowledge and technical support skills from helping Adam so much. He has the worst problems. He, in fact, has problems that don't exist. Things that cannot happen with a computer. When a computer has a problem, you don't... Okay, a computer has a problem when it boots up. Well, when you reset it and it boots up, it has that same problem. There is nothing in any type of tech support world that would say that you reset the computer and it would have a different problem every time that it boots up without changing anything. I've seen this with Adam. He had, like, a video card problem. And resetting the computer, different things would happen. How do you troubleshoot that?
It's like a spinny wheel of problems.
And sometimes you just unplug the thing and plug it back in Adam's computer. I mean, it's just things that don't happen in real life happen to him.
And now,
he has, like, a nice new computer now.
Right.
Here's the story. He got a new computer. He wanted some new... with this computer, his motherboard, he had strange problems. Every time he would bring his computer to my house, the video card would stop working. Completely. And you'd have to take it out and put it back in, and take it out and put it back... Eventually, it would work. So he bought a new video card. And the new video card worked. Well, his motherboard supposedly supported DDR2 memory. Well, he bought some DDR2 memory. None of it worked. Nothing would work. No matter what kind. Corsair, Mushkin, none of it would work. So he bought a new motherboard. Well, he bought this new motherboard. The computer would start up and then turn itself off. And then it would start up, go to Windows, and then turn itself off. Then it wouldn't boot off of a boot disk. So then whenever I made a boot disk and put it on there after messing around with the motherboard some more, it would go to checking hardware settings and get stuck.
Right.
But sometimes it wouldn't go to checking hardware settings. It would just turn off. So we got a new motherboard. Now his computer works.
With still no memory.
No, he got the new memory.
Oh, he got the new memory.
The new memory works. Everything works except...
His audio. His audio.
Except for his audio, which only works if you stick the audio plug halfway in. If you put it all the way in, it doesn't work. How does this happen? And yesterday he came over to my house. He bought a USB wireless connector because I have wireless G connectivity in my house. He bought it. And we started up, and it randomly uninstalls the drivers for no reason. He'll be playing, and at first we thought he was losing connection. But the fact that we had to keep putting the installation disk in and reinstalling the drivers completely was amazing to me. And he would just be playing, and then it would shut off. The wireless thing would shut off. We'd have to reinstall the drivers so that he could get on the internet again.
And here's also something that's really weird about Adam. Like Isaiah said, Adam probably spends more time on the computer longer for his nearly his whole life.
Yeah.
And he's still very computer illiterate.
Yeah, he always needs my or Gene's, mainly my help when anything happens to his computer. I don't know if he's as much illiterate as he's just...
Maybe he's very cautious.
He's cautious, but yeah, he doesn't know how to do stuff. I mean, like, you know, I got my A+ certification and INET Plus and all that, but I wouldn't say that any of my certifications have anything to do with my computer knowledge. My computer knowledge comes from...
Just using right.
And fixing computers and family's computers and setting up networks and stuff, like, my whole life. And Adam, I know for a fact, spent more time on his computer than I have.
But to Adam's credit, he does work a lot.
Now he does.
Not in a while.
Even previous to his working... I was still the one fixing his computer problems.
All right. But I just don't want you guys to think that Adam's, you know, a slob.
No, Adam's not. Adam works. In fact, recently he's been working all the time.
We work two 40-hour weeks.
Yeah, which is more than he normally works. And they were all crappy shifts. Like, the way it worked out is he worked 12 days in a row or something, all closing shifts, so he could never, like, hang out with us or anything.
I wasn't complaining, to be honest.
Well, you know, you can only take so much. I had him over last night. We had a great time.
Good.
When his computer was working. You could have come over. It would have been even more fun.
Well,
we had some awesome drinks.
Here's the thing. I don't necessarily like coming over when it's you know just gonna be a WoW fest. You know, that's it.
We didn't play WoW.
That's not true. Actually, it is true. Motherfucker.
No, Adam was playing Counter-Strike, and then we started watching like Rocko's Modern Life.
Well, you know that would have been different. I would have come over. But, you know.
Here's something that I wanted to bring up.
Go ahead.
Gene's inability to spend the night at my house.
All right. We'll talk a little bit about this.
Since I've known Gene, he spent the night at my house maybe 5 or 6 times.
No, it's been a lot more than that.
You think?
It's been 5 or 6 times just drinking.
You think?
Yeah. I'm thinking we're looking in the 20s.
No.
We're looking in the 20s.
Well, a lot of the times what will happen is I'll have to go pick Gene up. And he'll stay over till like 3 in the morning. And I'll be ready to go to bed. And what generally happens with friends is I'll go to bed and they'll, you know, sleep on the couch or whatever. And they'll just sleep there. Well, Gene will incessantly torture me until I take him home. He
right.
can't just lay down and go to sleep. Even though it's 3, sometimes even 4 in the morning. He refuses to just go to sleep, wake up in the morning, and I take him home. That's what happens. You go to sleep, wake up in the morning, take you home. All you do is sleep there.
Yeah.
And then Gene will give me so much hell just to take him home so that he can go to sleep. And I have to drive him home.
Yeah.
It's amazing. All right.
Well, it's for a couple reasons, and I'll explain it. I think that a lot of it has to do with the earlier times when I spent the night at your house, I had to go to work with you.
Once. One time.
And I did not like that.
One time.
And before, when a lot of times you would have to open that day, you would have to take me home in the morning. Early in the morning. That has happened on several occasions. Also, one time at least, he went to work and I didn't know it. So I was at his apartment alone for most of the day with no ability to get home. Now, I'm not saying that would happen again, but I am saying that those patterns are permanently engraved into my brain.
Okay.
Plus, I think, as if Friday was good, I think that if you're making a commitment to pick someone up from their house, okay,
mm-hmm.
that you're also furthering a commitment to take them home later in the night. I mean, it's just common sense.
Not at like 3 or 4 in the morning. What I'm saying is, in normal scenarios with friends, and you listeners can back me up by commenting on this. When you have a friend come over and you pick him up, and they stay over till like 3 or 4 in the morning, and you're both tired and ready to go to bed, wouldn't in most cases you both just go to sleep and then take the friend home in the morning? Yes, I think you would. As my computer switches to the star screensaver.
The screensaver was kind of scary.
Yeah,
I'll admit.
It scared me there.
Let me move it.
Yeah, move the mouse. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying like this is the most horrible thing in the world. I'm just saying I think it's weird how insistent.
Right.
Now, it's not the fact that like you want to go home. It's the fact that you will torture me.
I was not okay.
It's not like there I was, can say no... Gene. I'm tired. I just want to go to sleep. Why don't you spend the night? It's take me home. Take me home now.
Take me home.
Just do it. Take me home. You took me over here. You have to take me home. You're obligated to take me home. You know, I'll give it to you. Maybe I am obligated to take you home. But sometimes it'd just be easier if you just stay.
All right. That's true. That's true. To an extent. And I think, again, that it goes back to staying in the apartment and being woken up 3 to 4 to 5 times throughout the day and morning when John gets up, then when John leaves for work, then when Tara gets up,
okay.
when Tara makes breakfast, when Tara says, Gene, are you awake? You want something to eat? No. Fuck off. Okay.
Oh,
all right. And
you just got us an NSFW rating.
I did. Right there. One word. That's all it takes. It's all it takes. And those magical letters, they come up. No, I mean.
All right, I understand. See, this.
I think your point would be a lot more valid if you were still way out in no man's land,
right,
where you used to live. But we're very close now.
Okay.
And I think that trip is that big of a deal.
But you can agree that sometimes, 3 or 4 in the morning, you can just spend the night.
Sometimes.
And I will not leave you here or take you to work with me ever again.
All right, well.
Ever.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
All right.
We'll play it by ear.
So, we invented a new sport, me and Gene did.
Let's talk about it.
Well, since I'm in my new house, my posh new dad house, they have a pool. And they have these things that float on top of the water that are like blue plastic floaty things that have water guns on the tip.
Right.
Well, they're boards, and they float. And me and Gene pushed them under the water and stood on them with our feet, and they still floated.
Which in itself was an accomplishment.
Yeah, and getting the balance on them and everything took a while.
Yeah.
So
the force
we started
coming from
doing
the bottom is very
tricks.
Difficult to stand on.
We started doing tricks underwater, like skateboarding tricks.
Right. We did like the balancing and the. You know, we made up all our own names.
Stalefish, Nolly, 360.
We did all these. Uh-huh. And, eventually we got bored with that. And we decided, well, how can we take this a step farther?
That's right.
So we got out of the pool.
Take the board out of the pool.
We put it on the lip of the pool, and you drop in, just like a skateboarder
right,
does.
You have to stand up on these things that float, on these
right.
boards, and you put it on the edge, and you have to slide in and stick the landing in the water.
Very difficult.
Very difficult, but we learned how to do it from not only from the edge of the pool, but steps above the pool.
Yeah.
You know, Gene had it was there was doing about a foot and a half drop into the pool and sticking the landing. And then after that, you can start doing all the different tricks. We call it pool boarding. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's a great workout for your arms.
Yeah, because you got to move around, because your feet are planted on this thing. You have to swim around using your arms and stuff. Good way to build up muscle.
Probably not, but...
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
It's fun.
It is fun. There's lots of cool tricks. If you guys can think of some tricks, please comment.
So what all have we done? We do all the skateboarding tricks underwater. We're working on holding the board in our hands, running in, jumping in the air while in midair, putting our feet on the board, landing in the pool, and sticking it.
Very hard.
Ridiculously hard.
Very hard. We've almost got it, though.
And we're also working on, there are the steps in the pool, like 4 or 5 steps that go down into the pool, grinding all of those steps to the bottom of the pool, next to impossible.
It tends to get caught on the stairs, and then we sort of, flip
yeah,
forward.
Yeah, and all kinds of pain is involved in this. One, because of the way that these boards have, a lot of buoyancy, when you put something underwater that doesn't want to be underwater, it will shoot out of the water at exponential speeds. And these boards are like hard plastic, so they tend to come up either into your nuts or hit you in the face.
Or both.
Nuts and face, as was one of the occurrences with Gene. And you also, grinding into the pool and stuff, your toes get caught on the cement and smashed into the board, and your toenails get ripped off. Penis falls off.
It's all a part of the sport, though.
Yeah.
It's all a part of progress, and, we do it in the name of progress, so.
Yeah. Everything we do, we're like doing it for the sport.
Right. For the fans one day. Occasionally, I stop and I look in the sky and I wave at the fans.
Yeah. Gene actually do that. He's like, Gene Angel.
I do it.
All right. Well, this is just, this is the Gene and Izzy that you guys know and some of you love. And, we're always doing stuff like this. The 21 song.
Oh, yeah. It never came out.
We have it.
Sort of.
I have the whole song.
Isaiah has a very...
We just haven't worked on it. We've been really lazy lately.
We don't even have the pictures up from the last episode.
I have the pictures. You just have to put them up.
Well, here's the thing, is that you were supposed to, sign
either way,
our name.
It's just both of us are lazy. You haven't been, asking me for them.
Well, it's your responsibility at this point, as I see it.
I think that if, with this 1,000 downloads, see, this is inspiring to me. This makes me want to do more. What would really help is that I knew that these 1,000 people listened to the show or cared about the show enough to make us do things. See, me and Gene are slaves to the fan. We'll do anything.
Nearly.
Pretty much. Whatever. I mean, you request a picture of Gene doing something, and he will do it.
That's right.
I don't care how disgusting it is. You tell us what you want Gene to do, and I'll take that picture of him doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make that sacrifice.
Yeah.
And Gene will do it.
We're a team. We're a real team here.
You know how it works.
I know how it works.
Bitch.
It's rough. It's rough. But you gotta get things done.
That's right. The only way to get things done is to have Gene do them and take pictures of it.
Yeah. Exactly. But, it's cool because Isaiah's family recently let a black person in.
Yeah.
To live with them.
My sister was staying here, but she left and was replaced by a Negro.
Yeah.
It's been cool.
Very disappointed, to be honest.
And me?
And yeah, and you.
And me for letting it happen.
Your family. I blamed Elise at first.
Disappointed in Elise.
Because it's usually Elise's fault.
Yeah, whenever something happens, it's her. In this case, what happened was my sister, Sarah, who I love, went out. Just went out to go get her haircut, which is fine.
There's nothing wrong with getting your haircut.
What happened is she comes back. It's not her.
Who is it?
Who walked through my front door with cornrows in her hair?
Long, beautiful red hair replaced by cornrows.
Rows of corn in the hair. So, break it down. My little sister went and got her hair cornrowed. She has long, flowing red hair down to past her shoulder blades. It's all cornrowed now.
It's disgusting. It's really very gross.
I wouldn't say it's gross. This is the thing. As my sister, she's prone to do crazy things. She said she wanted to do it once in her life. And you know what? I'm proud of her for doing it.
I'm proud of her too.
I don't know that I'd be able to do something like that.
But I'm very disgusted.
Well, you can be proud and disgusted.
All right.
See, not everybody can do stuff like that. Not everybody can dress up in a giant cardboard suit with a pillow and broom as weapons,
mm-hmm. Not
wearing women's stockings and shoes and run around the yard, see? Now, Gene can do something like that. My sister gets her hair cornrowed. Either way.
I think...
It's crazy and weird.
I wish that she had done something else. She can prove how crazy she is some other way. That's my only point.
Okay. Hey, speak up, though. I think you're talking quiet.
All right. I'm speaking up now.
Speaking quietly.
Disgust me, though.
All right.
Okay.
But... So, what I was trying to figure out is when a white person gets their hair cornrowed, what does that entitle them to?
Wigger. Wigger status.
Wigger status?
Yeah. They...
What else can you do to up your ranks in the wigger?
I don't know if...
Because she has baggy pants.
Can a white person successfully become a nigger?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Well, there's Eminem.
He wears glasses, and occasionally in interviews, he talks intelligently.
P. Diddy tries to do that, too. Yeah, he's a nigger.
I think he was demoted down to wigger status, actually.
Oh.
Usher, too.
Usher's a Uyghur?
I think so.
Usher tries to act hardcore, though.
He does.
Most black people do.
Most black. They can't. Some black people, it's not in their blood.
Okay.
Some of them have to be Uyghurs.
What about that dude that does the song, you know? Shake it, shake it like a Polaroid picture. Shake it.
Yeah,
hey, ladies.
I know who you're talking about.
Ladies.
I don't know.
Shake it.
Okay, all right, you got it. You have success.
Hey, yeah.
They
that
know
guy?
They know the song.
Oh. I wanted to sing it.
Yeah, I know. I stopped you, though.
I like it.
It's a good song, man. I like it, too.
Shake it.
I don't know. There's definitely a...
Andre. Ah! Sarah hit me in the head with a Lego. A ponytail holder. Hurt.
Owned?
What was I saying?
I don't remember, so let's move on.
Yeah. I'm done with black people for today.
Yeah, I'm kind of done, too. They haven't really offended me lately, except...
Yeah, dude.
Took over one of our own.
I haven't thought about that. Since I haven't been working, I... haven't really been too racist.
There's no reason.
Because I'm not dealing with them. I don't have to see them. I think if I get this job at Fry's, I don't know what will happen if I have to go into an Indian's house. God, it's going to be a bad situation.
You'll have to wear a gas mask.
I'm going to go in and make fun of them.
What
as
you gotta,
much as I can.
What you got to do is go in and try to barter for all of their possessions. And that'll make it even.
Look, I will do this for you. If you give me that table lamp there, let me take it home. I will install this for free. Give me half of the lamp. I'll do it for half. Hate. It's all coming back to me now.
Old memories, they resurface.
Yeah.
But you know what? We saw War of the Worlds.
Yeah, we saw War of the Worlds.
On Wednesday.
Good. I liked it. I liked it more than some people because I didn't go in expecting a plot. I went in knowing that Tom Cruise was in this movie. And we all know that he killed Oprah.
Yeah. He did kill Oprah.
I've saw it.
I've seen it as well.
It was awesome. And, no, the special effects were pretty much unrivaled.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, special effects are real now, completely.
If you've got the budget,
yeah,
it's amazing.
Special effects are 100%
amazing.
Real.
I don't see how that it really could get any better than how it was in War of the Worlds. You know,
yeah.
All
if
the crashing things.
If you look at everything, nothing looks computerized whatsoever, ever.
And the way that the CG things interact with the real things that are in the scene. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I didn't even... During the movie, I wasn't even thinking that it was computer-generated.
Exactly.
You know? It was almost like they had puppets, but it was real.
But one thing that you will notice going in is there are specific scenes of the movie that parallel Half-Life 2 nearly exactly.
Yeah, yeah. The things that are like Half-Life 2 are almost too coincidental to not be on purpose.
Right. Now... I guess we're looking at Valve here. I mean, War of the Worlds obviously didn't copy from Half-Life 2, so Valve?
Yeah, they probably copied from War of the Worlds. I mean, the tripods,
yeah.
The walkers, look so much like the ones in Half-Life 2. I mean, almost exactly. They have the little eye on the front, you know, and the lasers. And
yeah.
It's crazy. They're even impaling people with little... It's nuts. And then City 17-looking stuff.
Yeah.
Where they're shooting the bazooka at the thing at the end. I mean...
It's really good. Really yeah. good, and we recommend that you see it.
Go see it?
Because it's really good.
See it now.
Really good.
See it live, see it now.
Really...
At the Gold Club.
Really, really good. I turned 18.
Gene turned 18.
So I'm...
Yeah, we didn't do anything.
Not really at all, no.
At all? I don't know why.
Because it hasn't really been a weekend, except today, which is Saturday.
Right, and you were... Did you go to Medieval Times?
I went to Medieval Times.
How was it? You didn't even tell me about it.
Well, okay. I don't know if you guys know what Medieval Times is. I guess it's sort of a chain. There's several places around the world.
They're pretty much everywhere, except for I don't know if they're in Canada, so you can explain.
There's one in Ontario. There's one in Ontario. But, okay, well, basically, Medieval Times is this themed restaurant based in the Dark Ages where, you know, there's, you know, beer wenches and kings and princesses, and there's a show, and you sit around in a stadium of sorts. It's a little bit smaller, and they have a tournament, a jousting and knight clangy swordy tournament.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all a show, and it's set in a larger plot, but... You know, whatever. And you get to eat there, and they serve you your food, and you eat with your hands like a savage.
Cool.
Or a Mexican would do. And, you know, and you watch the show.
Now, what I have to ask is, did you, when you're eating with your hands, see, I haven't been there yet. I always pictured myself doing as they did in Medieval Times with the hands, because, you know, people nowadays are going to be all like, grabbing it with the tips of their fingers and trying to chew it off the bones. Whereas if you ever watch like a medieval movie, they're always like, throwing the bones across the room. And
yeah, it's pretty much what I did. I didn't throw the bones, but I did, you know, and then right all over the mouth. There was a point where I was cheering for my knight because you're seated in colored sections. And I went to clap.
They have colored sections? Like they did in the 50s?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's good. yeah. And I was clapping for my knight, and my hands were so encased with grease that when I clapped, it splattered all over my face. And I'm positive that it hit the people beside me.
Did you let them know it was your birthday?
Yeah, very low-key. They didn't, like, announce it or anything, because that's weird to
you
me.
You wanted to?
I think that's weird. Plus, it costs $25.
For them to announce?
Yeah.
No.
It's very expensive. No, they do knight you, but that costs money, too. Everything costs money. It's, very...
Oh, come on your birthday? That's weak.
I didn't even, keep the pictures that they took, because they were $25 each. So, we didn't really do anything like that. But there, part of the show is this guy. He's called the Master Falconer, something like that.
Uh-huh.
It's dumb name. But this guy, he comes out with this giant bird.
Uh-huh.
It's a falcon or a hawk or whatever. I don't really know.
They're cool.
I would assume that it's a falcon, and he throws it in the air, and it flies around the stadium. Right.
That's awesome.
And right where I was sitting. It just happened to be where I was sitting. That's where it swoops down to go back to the trainer.
Uh-huh.
And no farther than 6 inches from my face. And it was really very scary. I could have punched it right out of the sky had I wanted to.
Should have grabbed it.
I didn't want to, because I didn't want my arms to be slit in a million pieces with the beak.
So that's cool. Was it good?
It was cool. I took my picture with the princess.
Did you get anything?
Put my arm around.
No, I didn't get you anything.
I didn't get it. Oh, I got, you know, some money.
No, cool.
Yeah, money's money.
Money's good.
And, I figured, you know, we'll double the... I'm coming over for the 4th.
Right.
So, drink enough then for my birthday and for the 4th.
Yeah, man. We should have come over last night. I know how to make some killer drinks, though.
Buttery nipples are good.
When did you have
I've had buttery nipples before. I thought that I had talked about this with you, but it must have been with Adam.
Oh, okay.
And we both decided...
Was that the Dungeons & Dragons party?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We don't talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Dungeons & Dragons party. Oh, man. This is good. I don't remember which episode it was in, but we've talked about it before.
Yeah, it was a bad time in my life.
Ugh, yuck.
But yeah, I had them then. They're good, though.
Mm-hmm. They're are good and
very strange name.
The thing that my dad taught me to make last night was Leaping Lizards.
Good?
Insanely good.
Yeah?
The best mixed drink I've ever had.
We'll have to drink them.
No, I'll tell you guys how to do it, you know. This will be the drinking section of the show.
Go ahead.
The way you do it is you get a blender, fill it halfway up with ice, and you go to the store, and you have to get cream of coconut. Not coconut milk... Not shredded coconut, special thing that comes in a can, It's called Cream of Coconut.
Sounds really gross, by the
way. Cream of Coconut.
Cream of Coconut.
Yeah.
Blech.
You put about a teaspoon and a half, 2 teaspoons of that in the blender. You get those little tin cans of pineapple juice by Dole. They're like small. You want one of those, put that in there. You put some milk, just, you know, however much milk, not very much, probably about 2 or 3 teaspoons of milk. Then you put melon liqueur and some coconut rum. We put a lot of coconut rum and a good amount of melon liqueur in, and, you know, blend thoroughly to where it's super slushy.
All right.
Amazing.
Good?
So good.
We'll have to drink them.
So good.
I think today's, what, the second or the third?
Today's the second.
It's the second.
Because July 4th is on a Monday. So okay. If we're going to do this, we should do this tomorrow night.
Why?
So I have an interview on Tuesday. I don't want to do it on Monday.
Well, I thought the plan was we're going to go out, shoot fireworks, and come back.
On tomorrow night.
This is tomorrow night, then?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
But the plans have changed. We're not shooting fireworks anymore because there's a fireworks ban right now.
So, never stopped you before.
Right. Well, Elise's dad will not allow us to shoot fireworks.
This is the guy that has about 1 billion guns, including an AK-47.
Well, the thing is, his neighbor, about 30 acres of fields, caught on fire and burned just a few days ago. From a cigarette. It's very, very dry out there right now. There is a fireworks ban. If you were seen, you would get fined.
All right. If the guy lost all his land...
And they can set houses on fire
That never happens, but okay.
Anyway, there are places. We were thinking about going to Kaboomtown tomorrow night.
Kaboomtown?
That's the big fireworks place.
I thought it was called just Boomtown. And isn't it rather far?
Kaboomtown. It's in Addison. It's like 30 minutes.
Okay.
It's not that far.
Well, Boomtown is in, like, Tennessee.
Oh, no.
I pass by it every time I make a road trip.
Kaboomtown.
Okay.
Is in Addison. And Meeks was telling me about it. He says it's really great.
And then what?
We'll go there and then we'll come back here.
Here?
And, yeah.
And shoot fireworks here?
No. We're going to shoot fireworks probably on Monday. Tomorrow, there's not going to be any shooting of fireworks.
Okay.
Monday, since it's 4th of July, you can go out to certain designated areas. Like, there's one just down the road. If you go out into the country, and everybody goes there and shoot fireworks, and it's a giant, dangerous festival. Every time I go to one of these things, somebody's getting their head blown off. Literally, it's like... There's probably about 1,000 people in, like, a one-acre radius all shooting fireworks. They're, like, it's like going to a World War II scene. I'm not kidding. The last time we went to one of these things, people were, like, diving out of the way of flying rockets, and people are getting burned and screaming alive. Everywhere you look are, like, explosions and stuff. I couldn't even stay. Like, I went there with my dad and I think Adam and one other person. Couple years back, we went for like 5 minutes and we're just like screaming and running around. I literally dived behind a dirt hill at one point and we're like, we have to go. It was amazing. Yeah, so we can go to one of these places.
Cool, that sounds good.
I think I'm older now, so I don't worry about dying as much.
We should bring a camera.
Yeah. Which we still haven't used.
At all. I haven't even looked at it.
Me and Gene have lost a lot of our gusto.
It's not that we don't want to.
For doing things. We've sat down just the other night, tried to come up with some songs.
Here's the problem. I'm going to tell you what our problem is. Is that
okay.
We never actually plan to do something. And by the time that it sort of comes up, we're already tired. It's like 10:30.
Right.
You know, we're not necessarily at our peak.
Okay.
Right. See, right now, we planned to come over and do a show. I planned to be here.
Right.
And it's 9:30 now. Amazingly bright outside, by the way, for 9:30.
And it's because it's 8:30.
I forgot.
My computer sets itself an hour ahead every day. I don't know why. I have to reset it, and then it sets itself in my head.
Well, that's why it's so
and
bright.
It constantly, everyone goes off the time on the computer. Everyone. So every time that I'm staying up, every time I have friends over, they're like, man, I gotta go. It's 2:30. I'm like, no, it's only 1:30, silly. Well, I gotta go anyway. Happens every time. Sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
And I think that I've been up too late. Can't really stay up too late as it is. By the way, I think one thing we had talked about a long time ago is my inability to stay up late at night.
Hey, that is past.
It's past. I outlasted Adam last night, man. I mean, it's amazing. I don't know what... I think it's like when you have more than a full-time job like I did, you know, when you're working like 50 hours a week and stuff, mm-hmm. It's impossible. I could not stay up past noon. I just couldn't do it. My body would shut itself down. Did I say past noon?
You couldn't stay up past noon.
I'm in past midnight.
That's okay.
And now, it's great. I'm up to like 4,
yeah.
5. I still wake up 11, 30,
See,
12.
That is what I can't do. If I'm up late, if I'm up anywhere between 2:30 to 6:30, mm-hmm. I will wake up at 4.
I can't do it. I've tried to, but what I've been doing recently with this pool, man, I'm actually getting tanner. I wake up, eat some breakfast, swim,
uh-huh.
Come back, you come over, somebody comes over, swim.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
stay
a lot,
up
a lot
late
of swimming.
Playing WoW. Go to sleep.
I was kind of hoping that maybe we could do a little pool boarding.
I think we can.
Get a little bit of that in there. That would be nice.
I've been swimming every day for at least a week now. I haven't missed a day. I'm swimming every day.
It's been hot. It's been warm enough to do it, too.
Yesterday, it was cool because it was very cool outside.
It was rainy.
It was cloudy and rainy.
Very rainy.
And I went swimming. And different experience because you don't have to... Like, the sun's not beating down on you and stuff. It's cool enough outside to where you want to stay under the water. And it's cool. Anyway.
Now, the lull. We found it.
Someday we're going to come up with a lull theme song that we play.
Anti-lull. moving farther into, I guess, the future of Squizzy, I'm going to try to get a little bit more corporate support behind Squizzy so that we can
Gene seems to be good at that.
Get more regularity to the show.
Yeah.
Be able to produce a higher quality show for you guys if you've heard and God forbid you have, but if you've heard UT Crazy's new show, they have pretty cool bumpers, pretty cool sounders.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Well, he paid for them. I talked to him about it. So you know, I'd like to get that in. I'd like to get, you know, maybe an upgrade to the hosting package.
Yeah, so we can have more than 100 gigs. Apparently 100 gigs is not enough
Squizzy. We thought that it was going to be, but, you know.
You know, we released, 3 episodes since we've had the site?
Yeah, 4. 3.
2?
2.
Only 2?
Yeah.
Okay, we've only released 2. The first one released had 700, 800 total downloads.
3. I don't remember.
Yeah, it had like...
3. Eight. We started with 19. 19 went up on...
19. It's been 3 episodes.
So 3.
19 didn't have... 400 maybe episodes.
All right.
You know, then 20 had close to 1,000. Mm-hmm. 21 had close to 1,500, you know...
Right.
Just not enough hosting. And we're looking into hosting solutions so that we don't go down every time we release an episode.
Well, at least we did go down sort of at the end of the month.
Yeah, we only missed a few days. 3 or 4 days.
2 days. 2 days.
2 days.
Down
we
for
down.
2 days. So that's not so bad. How many was that, Isaiah?
Oh, I forget.
All right. Oh. So, hopefully we can get, I think, some footage.
I was
going to
tell.
I'm in the middle of something.
I was going to tell
something. Hopefully, we can get some good footage of pool boarding, which I think would be good.
Tell a story.
I think we can get some good footage of that and upload that to the site. Okay, now you may continue.
All right, well, I was just going to say, to the foos, I haven't forgotten about you guys. I almost cried when this happened, but I wanted to tell this story on the air. A few days after I quit my job.
You told this story.
On the air?
Yeah. Yeah, with the cookies.
I thought I told it to you.
With the cookies, you told it on the air.
Ah.
You told it.
Damn, man, I always forget. I can't... See, here's the problem, like, with me and Gene's relationship, is when we do the show, we're just talking to each other.
It's no different.
When we don't do the show, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
When we talk to each other, it's the same as when we're doing the show. So I get mixed up on what I've just been talking about with you and what I've actually said on the show, so...
That's okay, because I do the exact same thing when I'm talking to Adam. I can never remember what I've told you and what I've told Adam.
Same here. Sometimes, like, something really important will happen. And this has happened with you and Adam. Like, I'll tell one of you, and then a month later, after it's not important anymore, I'll be talking about this one time that this thing happened, and Adam will be like, you never told me about that. Why wouldn't you tell me about something that important? I'll be like, I did! Maybe I told Gene. See, this is why I can only have two... This is my two friend with a third friend rule. I can only have two close friends.
Yeah.
And when you get outside of two friends, it's too hard to keep up with things.
Too complicated.
There's not enough time, and having more than two people over is ridiculous.
It's a hassle.
That's why I have, like, you and Adam are my main friends, and then... Meeks right now. It would have been John, but John's an ass. Who is now broken up from his girlfriend, who he left me to move in with and got himself into a really bad situation. Yeah, she left him.
Yeah, but come on.
Booyaka.
John. We saw this coming. Come on, this was not a surprise.
It was so predicted that it wasn't even funny, but... The cool thing was I predicted 3 months, and then after they moved in together and I saw how things are going, I was like, 1 month. Oh, yeah. It was a week and a half.
Wow.
And they broke
up. A week
up.
And a half.
And John has not told me about it. I'm talking a guy who was pretty much my best friend for almost 3 years. I've known for 5 years, but we're really close for a while. I mean, we've lived with each other and everything. He hasn't talked to me. He has not talked to me since we moved out. I don't know what he has against me.
He doesn't have anything against you.
I think he is afraid that I'm going to tell him I told you so.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't tell him I told him so, but I think that the bonds of our friendship would be that strong. You know what? John's a weird guy.
Very quirky. I mean,
liken John to Michael Jackson minus the little children.
Which he was acquitted of, so can't even bring that up anymore.
I can't bring it up.
You can't. The king of pop is innocent, my friend.
King of pop has a lot of money.
So you're saying that he bribed the jury?
Hells yeah.
Hells yeah?
That's right, he did. If I was in his position, I would have bribed the jury.
Here's what happened. Anytime that the jury was in question, he would just look at them and stare at them. And then the jury...
I can't take him looking at me.
The jury would be like, oh God, innocent, innocent.
I'll do anything. Look away. I mean, I don't know. I admire Michael Jackson for his... Every time you see him on stage, he is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was part of the jury, all he'd have to do is get up and start doing some of his, like... You know, he snaps his hand in the air. It's like...
Yeah.
He has sound effects wherever he goes.
I'm with you there, dude. If he would have just jumped up on the table, done a little dance move... I think everyone would have laughed and it could all been over a long time ago. His nose fell off?
Yeah.
What?
Because his nose has been altered so much that his nose is actually dead. The tissue is dead. So at one point, he had no nose. He looked like a skeleton.
Where are the pictures of this?
It's online.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. I want to see him. Find him. Link him to me.
Yeah. So, anyway, forgot what we were talking about before Michael Jackson.
I don't know. I don't think we're talking about anything. Oh, we're talking about John. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe eventually he'll start talking to me again. But as of now, he would be the you know, and I guess he has been for a while, you know, the third friend.
I don't see it happening because you really have no connection to John anymore. Your only connection to him when you quit was that you were still living with him.
Right.
And now that that's gone, you don't work with him. You don't live with him. He's not a very social type, so he's not going to actively call you.
Yeah.
You're never going to see him again.
But we were good friends prior to living together. He did call me.
But it's not like you grew apart. Or is it? When you were living together.
Yeah, because John's the type of guy that harbors inside emotions. Like, I guess there are problems he was having with me that I had no idea of while we were living together because John won't bring it up. It's just like when he works with somebody, he will hate the people that he works with for months. And I talk to him, and I'm like, why haven't you brought it up to him? Just not worth it. Not going to get anything done. That's his attitude. And I never thought he would do that with me. But apparently he did. Apparently,
It's very sad.
He thought I was taking advantage of him and stuff, you know, while we were living together. I had no idea. And I had a long talk with him telling him, you know,
You were taking advantage of him, though. You were doing it.
I wasn't taking advantage of John
at all.
You were
doing it. I specifically saw one instance where John was taken advantage of. John was in the bathroom, and Elise was in Isaiah's bathroom. And Isaiah, he went over to John's bathroom while John was in it, on the toilet pooping. He threw John off the toilet and said, "It's my toilet now, bitch." And he threw him off. John was pooping in the air as he fell and hit the wall. And then...
Where I sit up, turn around, point my open asshole at John, and spray him with my internal anal fluid.
That was a different
while
time.
While he's screaming in his open mouth. Is that when that happened?
That was a different time.
I wasn't thinking that was taking advantage of him, Gene.
Oh. Okay.
Just having fun, happy party times.
All right. And plus, John isn't the type of person completely abstaining from alcohol. Never had a drink.
He did. Not
what?
Not with me.
When?
Along before I even knew you. When he was with this other group of people that he used to work with, they somehow got him to drink. And no, he'll never drink with us ever.
So he's not even a person that you would invite to a party.
Yeah. One thing that I realized, by the way, on another note, is that now that me and most of my friends are of drinking age, we'll actually learn how to start making good drinks.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to drink straight alcohol anymore. Because it just dawned upon me yesterday when my dad was making these mixed drinks that he learned them from going to bars and stuff. And I said, I've never been to a bar.
You gonna go?
That's why I always only drink straight alcohol. That's why it is always disgusting. That's why up until you're 21, you don't drink as often. Because you think drinking is gross.
Yeah.
Until you learn things
actually
like
good
leaping
drinks.
Lizards, then you're like, my God.
Yeah.
I could drink this all day long. By the way, me and Adam were pretty tipsy last night off of drinking those things. We had like 4 buttery nipple shots.
Yeah.
4 buttery nipples. I love that.
Yeah, it's great. Adam and I were talking about the name and how drinking always has the best names for it.
Nuttery Bipples.
Nuttery Bipples.
Anyway, but, you know, 3 friends is all I can handle.
I've never even met Minx. Never even met him. So I can't even consider him a friend.
You might meet him tomorrow.
I don't even think that he's your friend. Because I'm with you so often, and I've never seen him.
Me and Minx have this don't have to ever hang out relationship. We hang out once or twice every several months, and then, you know, we talk, and it's kind of a keeping old connections alive thing, you know, because we're super choir buddies and stuff, you know, back in middle school, and, you know, we were friends for a while, but not like Meeks, you know, he's
Elise,
really cool.
Elise says that he's gay.
He's not gay.
Elise says that everyone's gay, so.
You can't listen to Elise's opinion on people. She's very biased. Just pretty much one bad thing will have to happen. Even if it's like this person like sneezing in her direction or something, she will hate that person. There's nothing you can do to reverse it.
I believe it, to be honest. And considering how many times I've farted near her, I must like really be.
No,
on
she
that
likes
list.
You.
I don't understand that.
She does.
Because I don't like her at all.
She adores Gene.
I in fact hate her more, I think, than any other person. She's gonna hit me. She pulled my arm hair and knocked over a computer for real.
Sign of love.
Sign of love.
But getting tired. We're ready to do some pool boarding.
About at that hour mark.
Yep.
So we are gonna go ahead and finish this episode up. Last note, if you want your ad on the most popular show
by far
on the Hacker Media Network, not only by download numbers, but also by opinion and word of mouth, please contact us at Squizzy Radio, one of our many options. Comment, email, Isaiah checks it, instant okay. message, or you can call me at, what's your phone number, Isaiah?
Not doing that again after getting called in the middle of the night by Kizzle.
All right, then. We would love to expand our horizons here at Squizzy Media, and we need your corporate support to help us, so please, please...
Please.
Share your hatred for ethnic minorities. Isaiah, why don't you take this out?
This is Izzy, episode 22, saying Spadoinkle.
Spadoinkle, guys.